Hello, my name is Tamaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I assist you today?
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay. Yeah, I had a couple of questions about who's eligible to get the vaccine. Some of it seems unclear, and I was wondering if that was something you could answer.
Okay, I'll do my best to try to assist you with that today.
Okay. All right, when you look on the CDC site, it says phase 1B is school workers and child care workers. What is the definition of a child care worker?
I believe that would probably be like daycare, child care. So assistant teachers at child care, teachers.
Okay, so like I work with an after-school gymnastics program. Would that qualify for that? I know it's a gray area.
Yeah, it is kind of like a gray area. I mean, personally, I would assume that they probably would say no. But, I mean, if you still wanted to pre-register, you could and then just, you know, use it under that category.
And then my other question is, if that doesn't work, when they roll out the 1C, and I know it's for some health conditions, does asthma qualify under that?
Yes, ma'am, it should.
Okay. As a quote child care worker, I could get it when they.
Yeah, when they do the asthma, because that's, I do believe that qualifies as like an underlying health care like issue. Yes, ma'am.
But that is not available right now, right?
No, ma'am.
So that's when they roll out. And do you have any idea when that will be?
That I do not know. It's just kind of all over the place, honestly. I don't know. You just have to continue to check the website to kind of see when they update it. But we don't have like an estimated time frame. They haven't given us one.
And what is involved in pre-registering? I call that hotline or I go online?
Yes, ma'am, or I could do it for you. Basically, you would just give out general information, so first and last name, a good telephone number, email if you have one, and your age, and it goes by county, so whatever county you wanted to register for or pre-register for, and then once your phase becomes available, they will reach out to you in regards to scheduling an appointment for the vaccine.
Okay. Well, can I just do that with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Give me just one moment and I'll pull it up for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
No problem. And what county did you want to do it for?
I'm in Lee County.
Okay. All righty. Lee County has one location. It's the Lee County Health Department located in Opelika, Alabama. Does that work for you?
Sure.
All righty. And what is your first name?
Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
Last name?
Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S.
And a good telephone number to reach you at?
678-361-7012.
Got it. Do you have an email address you would like to provide?
Yes. It's okay. My first name, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, and then at, and then Lyons Home, so L-Y-O-N-S-H-O-M-E. .com.
And how old are you, Ms. Lyons?
I am 52.
All righty. Okay, I got you all down. Thank you so much for providing that information for me. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, and you'll hear something directly from the Lee County Health Department in regards to scheduling that vaccine appointment. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, and so do I have to provide any information about my qualifications to get it sooner, or do they ask me that?
They'll ask you that when it's time. I can put in the notes that you do work with children, so I can notate that for you so they are aware.
All right, and then maybe that I have asthma. That would be nice.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, I can put that for you, too.
All right. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.